Greetings, lovely listeners. Okay, something crazy cool happened, and I had to pop on and share it with you about my first ghost tour I've ever given. If you listened to the last episode, I described how it came to be me offering a ghost tour slash group demonstration. But this episode is actually about how it felt, how it unfolded, and something pretty miraculous that happened during my group demonstration after the tour that's never happened during my group mediumship readings. I don't understand why it happened. I'm going to try to talk through this understanding with y'all, but it was pretty amazing. And I'm sharing it so you are educated in this if you go on to do any sort of ghosty tour, historical tour, you know, clientele tours, something before a demonstration. Trust me, you're going to want to hear this. So let's start with last Friday night. Oh my goodness. First ghost tour. I was so nervous, y'all. I had a baseline spiel of what I was going to say as we walked the streets, and I was really going to improv. I was ready to give, I was ready to bring contacts from spirit. Okay. On the street. But I never needed to. Everything flowed. Everything was great. I brought my own stories from experiences I'd had as a medium in the building, and they loved listening to that. And I even told a little bit more about how I'd investigated other places in Richmond and experiences I'd had there. And the group loved it. I had a group of 18. We had a fabulous time. I told them to put their EVP apps on their phones just for kicks and fun. I told them to snap pictures and how to do that, working with reflections, capturing spirits. Everyone, and this is important to note, was happy. They were excited. I don't think anyone was really afraid, okay? They loved the tour, laughing, talking, amazing. So then we go upstairs, we have our 15-minute intermission, and as a group, we have this intermission, we get settled in the seats, and I take my place in front of the group, and I begin the demonstration. Now, even though there was a 5 to 10, 15-minute break where I was not talking to them, giving the ghost tour, working, even though there was that break, when I went to work and bring my first contact with spirit, the power I felt from spirit was off the charts. The only other time I have felt power and surge and flow, strength from the spirit world when I demonstrated like this was when I was in Lilydale at the Forest Temple Deming. And to be quite honest, listeners, I never thought I'd get to feel that again unless I was back in Lilydale. So the power flowed. I had to slow myself down from speaking. This was not a buildup, start talking to get into that type of flow and power. It was like as soon as I went to open up with my little mic, boom, this man, blah, 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 blah. I mean, and it wasn't just this fast knowing speed on the knowing, you know, the claircognizant sense. Like we can really see that flow nicely sometimes, just straight knowing. It was that and seeing and quick feeling. I could not believe what was happening. And I was like, oh my God, this is going so fast. Wait, I check in. This is right. It's got to be right. I know this for a fact. I know what I'm getting. And it was like I was Superman flying with my fist out in the air. I had no idea what was happening, but it was so powerful and amazingly accurate. I was shocked. I don't know why it happened. That's the thing. That's why I'm making a podcast about it. I have some speculation. I've been talking to spirit a lot about why the power was so strong and the clarity and the clairs combining all together so nicely. It's like I was not there as much as I was, it was all spirit, like that presence and that power and that push. And I asked some of the attendees afterwards, some of my regulars, there were about five people I knew. The other 13 were completely new to watching me read. But the two that had seen me read and I'd even worked private events for before, they mentioned, we brought up how fast I started out, like this speed racer. And I said, I don't know where that came from. And so we started talking about this, and I'll share with you listeners what we discussed, of course, then also kind of what I had thoughts on after I went home for the night and pondered this for the next few days after. But essentially what we were talking about at the table was it power from ghosts? Was it power from the spirits on Morton Street? Was it power from the cemetery that we'd walked down to? Was it power from the people in the ghost tour? Which it always is. You always, medium will always pull on that power with a group reading, right? But I'd always had that, listeners. It was 10 times more this time. There was something here, a missing link that made me be superwoman, okay, with my mediumship. It was on fire. What I had thought about when the demonstration ended, as I was talking with Spirit, was I thought about, you know, the receiving of the joy that people had, the fun, the joy, the comfortableness of this crowd with me, walking. I even got some sort of hit from Spirit that it was about walking in the air and the elements, breathing in that air, nature, opening up. They're open to the ghost. They're wanting to receive these ghosts or from Spirit, you know, anything metaphysical, the openness, the fresh air, the walking, the energy. It helped. I'm going to tell you right now, my mind was blown. And so when you look at what I just checked off right there and listed, and then that group went upstairs, being in that state of fun and happiness and ghost hunting and thrills, but not fear, excitement, wanting to reach for the paranormal. I think it made all the difference in the world. I think it opened, if you want to think of it this way, the connection, I think it opened up the floodgates. I think it opened up the doorway clearer. There was something about doing the ghost tour beforehand that made my mediumship skyrocket with speed, accuracy, flow. I'm already decent. I'm already good. But this was like superpower good, okay? To the point where I was like, what the heck happened? Let's do it again. I just wanted to share this because it blew my mind. Because honestly, listeners, I was terrified that after giving a one-hour ghost tour, I would not have the power to get through 1 hour of a strong dim, you know, and give what I could give to a two-hour dim usually, which is what I do at Unwind Without a Ghost Tour. But I was surprised, and surprisingly so, because not only did I have the energy and power to make it through a one-hour dim with Spirit, it was one of the most exhilarating connections with Spirit and powerful in force and accuracy and intention I'd ever experienced, except for Lilydale. I think, you know, just listeners, think about this. I think it was the 18 people in, you know, on the tour that had the open mind, that were relaxed about Spirit. Usually in a dim, we know, if you know, you know, if you host dims, you know, sometimes they're scared. They're definitely nervous. They don't know what to expect. Some may be doubters. Some may not even want to be there. They were dragged. But I'll tell you right now, I know with these 18 that were on my ghost tour, there was probably some of that up there. But if there was, that ghost tour and that breaking in and that air and that walking and the cameras and friends and laughing, that changed the dynamic. And it was completely different upstairs in the dem room. And I think it really helps. And so I greatly look forward to the next dem, December 6th, Ghost Tour Dem. Sip with the Spirits, Richmond's Haunted Walk on Morton Street and the cemetery. I greatly look forward to this one to see if the power is just as crazy, intense, awesome with my blend with spirits and the mediumship quality as it was this past Friday. I always love to educate you listeners. I absolutely pop on to share new experiences I've had with you or I've had with spirit, with my students in spirit, the moment that they happen or shortly after, because I want to educate you. And I hope that this in some way, shape, or form helps you with your mediumship. If you are thinking about doing some sort of offering before a little group read or a session, private session, know that there is potential for you to really create a space for your mediumship to come through more clearly and powerful, depending on what you choose to do before that dem or session. I absolutely believe that to be true based on just what I've experienced this past Friday for the first time. All right. So I hope it helps. Until next time, listeners, we will talk to you soon. I had someone email me a few questions. They are fabulous questions. And I can't wait to dig in deep and share with y'all my answers to these questions from the lovely, lovely Miss Margot. Okay. Until next time, listeners, have a wonderful, wonderful evening.